उमागिना तिमिरन्दस्या गणञ्जनशलकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं भङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणम्। I thought I was just going to sneak in and watch the proceedings. I have to say it's an honor to be here with so many wonderful devotees present today. I actually keep pinching myself to think, am I really here in the association of devotees of the Lord? And it's true. Here we are. And here we are because of Srila Prabhupada. Only because of Srila Prabhupada. There's a saying, the power of one. And just as Jayadvaita Swami was saying, Srila Prabhupada would always stress this point that it's the mission of the Indian people to spread Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement to every town and village on the planet. I was listening to one lecturer recently, and he said, well, at least one Indian is doing it. And he laughed, chuckled. This day is a quintessential day in the life of, especially in the life of Srila Prabhupada's direct disciples, but we are all disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So in the life of the followers of Srila Prabhupada, today is a quintessential day, because it's essentially to do with memory. Actually, it is very simple in essence, that we have forgotten Krishna. This was Srila Prabhupada's simple message. In the first movie, The Hare Krishna People, there's a little vignette of Srila Prabhupada arriving somewhere, and an interviewer, reporter, television or radio or something, comes up to him and says, Swamiji, why have you come? He says, I've come to teach you of what you've forgotten. I've come to teach you about God. So forgetfulness is our disease. Therefore, the essential need to remember can never be underestimated. So we're here today to remember Srila Prabhupada and the inconceivable feats that he performed on behalf of his Guru Maharaj, on behalf of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to spread the Sankirtan mission to every town and village on this planet. Don't think that things can't be forgotten. Actually, you all come, all of you who are Indians, you come into a society and into an India that has been raked over by Malecha empires for over 1,000 years. And both of those empires, but especially the British Empire, came with the determination to destroy the culture of this country. There's a famous speech by Macaulay, a fellow by the name of Macaulay. He was a very rich and powerful merchant. Also, I think he had some aristocratic connections. And he was a member of the Parliament of England, and he visited India. This was in the 18th century, late 18th century. He visited India with a view to see how the mercantile empire of England could be expanded into India. And he went back and he made a speech in the Houses of Parliament, and he said, from one end of this country to another, you will not find a beggar. And he said, and you will find the character of every man is good. The character and the manners and the culture of everyone there is good. It is so good that the only way, and it is so self-deprecating, that the only way we can have any influence here is if we systematically dismantle this culture. And at that time, a prize was offered at both Oxford and Cambridge universities. This is like in 1780, I think. A prize of £10,000. Now you imagine what that would be in today's money. But this prize was offered to anyone who could come up with a refutation of Hinduism, which could be used by the Christian missionaries in their infiltration into this society. Terrible things were done. Terrible, terrible things were done to destroy the village life of the society, the agrarian base of the society. Of course, England at that time was going through the Industrial Revolution and was destroying the fabric of its own agrarian society. And that was expanded into every corner of the British Empire. But it was especially expanded into India because India was the crown in the jewel in the crown of the British Empire. So we have to remember these things. We're sitting in the rubble of what was once a fabulous spiritual empire, the seat of a spiritual empire that engulfed the whole planet. And only 5,000 years have passed, and it is practically destroyed. And the last 1,000 years, devastating. So we need to remember, we need to know these things, and we need to remember these things. And we need to remember what is the culture of this country. The culture of this country was and is Krishna consciousness. And we have Srila Prabhupada to thank, and only Srila Prabhupada to thank, for giving us the memory of these things. Actually, it's an understood fact in cases of amnesia, where due to some trauma, a person forgets themselves. They forget who they are. They forget everything about themselves. In cases like this, it's a standard practice to bring that person into close association with things that are actually very familiar to them, especially things that they are used to hearing. I'll tell one little story. There's a many years ago, in the 1960s, there was a in America, there was a famous rock and roll duo called Jan and Dean. And they were very young men, and they became very famous with their records, and they became very rich. And one of them, I can't remember who it was, Jan or Dean, he had a very fast sports car, and he was racing around the streets of San Francisco. And you know, in San Francisco, it's uphill and down, he's racing around. And he came over the crest of a hill just as a truck was backing out of a driveway. And at high speed, his car slammed into the truck. He was so damaged by the trauma of the accident. He was in a coma for weeks, and when he finally came out of the coma, he couldn't speak. He couldn't move his limbs properly. He had no recollection of anything. And the therapist that was working with him gradually worked with him physically, got him using his limbs again, got him speaking again. And as the weeks and months passed by, he came back to some kind of semblance of functioning. But he had absolutely no memory of who he was. Then one day, he was listening to the radio. And the DJ came on and said, "Now here's a golden oldie from Jan and Dean." And he played this record. And this fellow, he had the experience of knowing what was coming in the song, knowing what the words were, knowing what the rhythm and the melody and everything, he knew it. And this puzzled him. So he spoke to his therapist about that. He said, I heard this song on the radio and it seemed really familiar to me. So that sparked something in the therapist's mind, and she gave him all the records that they'd ever made. And he played them and played them, and gradually, more and more things began to come back into his memory about things that he'd done, and gradually he came back to full awareness of who he was. So Krishna is the dearmost friend of every living entity. Eternally. Our problem is we have forgotten that. And it is only by the grace of Srila Prabhupada that we are being given the means by which we can revive that memory. Such a simple thing that he has given us, this Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One dear departed godbrother, Tribhuvanath Prabhu, in one of these videos of remembrances of Srila Prabhupada, he tells a little story of how he went into Srila Prabhupada's room one time. And Srila Prabhupada was chanting his japa. And Tribhuvanath came in and sat down, and Prabhupada sat there and chanted for a little while, and then he looked at him and he said, "This Krishna consciousness is so simple, you can miss it. So simple, you can miss it." Very simple program Srila Prabhupada gave. But this program of chanting the holy name of the Lord will revive our memory of everything. So today, especially, as I said in the beginning, is a quintessential day for us all to practice remembering. Remember Srila Prabhupada. Remember the extreme sacrifice that he performed for us. We're all still relatively young. We should not forget Srila Prabhupada began this mission at the age of 70. Is anyone 70 here? Anyone in their 60s? A few. 50s, a few more. 40s, 30s, 20s. We should remember that as Prabhupada said, that is the fag end of your life. The fag end. I've come to this Western world in the fag end of my life. I could die at any moment. Of course, we can all die at any moment, but when you get to 70, definitely you can die at any moment. Actually, when you get in your 50s these days, you can die at any moment. So we should not ever allow forgetfulness to overtake our minds and our hearts in this matter of remembrance of Srila Prabhupada. Today, somebody was talking how Srila Prabhupada was saying, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he is the 9th in line, I am the 10th in line, and then he said, and number 11, and he indicated his disciples. But you are all number 12. 31 years have passed since Srila Prabhupada passed away. And in 30 years' time, none of Srila Prabhupada's disciples will be living, will be on this planet. So remembrance is an essential activity for us. Remembrance of the remembrances. We see this in Bhagavatam. The recitation of the memory, the memory of things past in different places. But it is the repetition of the same thing. And the beauty we see. The repetition is sweeter the more we do it. This is proof that this is transcendental. Mundane repetition becomes boring and you need to change. But the repetition of remembrance of Srila Prabhupada and all that Srila Prabhupada did and all that he gave us and the remembrance of all that we are, this is the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given to the world. And as Jai Waita Maharaj said, there is a special mission for you all. You have not taken your birth in Bharat Bhumi by accident, and you're not here by accident today. So there is a mission. There is a mission for every one of us, but especially for those of you born in India. Don't forget that. And don't allow this country to forget that. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.